David, the part that I have is this. What happened here is that our people got the idea of that. And they're going to be our Supreme Court, those levy battles. People are not paying off. Right? We were right. We tried to change the card, and we haven't been apologetic about it. I don't mean that we're paying off as much as we should, because if we hold this and show that there are not enough people to know it, but they're beginning to know it. At least it's the whole land that comes through this. But when you come right down to it, sure, I'll get a lot of flag waves, which is, that's the beauty of the Vietnam speeches. Every one of those got that report, it's got to be something about the country and all that, but it's been delivered. And I hope since the certainly in a C-SAC, and you do it because we are basically getting something that Americans are just thirsty. They're hungry for it. They want to be reassured this got in. I'm forgetting all that bad. And they didn't all that bad. They're going to get them. They want to quit beating their breasts about the bottom. About the Chicanos and about the rest, even the Mexicans. I mean, by that, they got to be brought in. They got to play a part. And we've got to get away, frankly. They talk about me about having a black in or a Jew. Goddamn, I have a Jew's mind. Why do I have Kissinger? Why do I have Stein? Because they're the two smartest guys in their field. There aren't anybody in their league. Right? But basically, what we have overlooked, we simply haven't found what's hard to find. Basically, an honest attack. It was made. And that's not set in interrogation. It's the way they've grown up. Goddamn, there's Irish out there, there's Italian out there. You know, when I was going to make that last appointment with court, I was going to put mulligan on. What the hell is the matter with the Dean Ford? I'm not kidding.
That'd be a great question to have a Supreme Court justice.
The next one's going to be, believe me, I told him already, the next appointment for that court's going to be Catholic. Catholics on that court. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I would prefer to tag it. I think it's time we have to tag it, huh?
They're not so much for lawlessness.
Yeah, that's
why. What?
They're not so much for lawlessness.
Well, on that, the Italian deserves to be in the court. What will start over with you? Basically, it's a very interesting thing is that what has happened here is not by accident. And we have fought this battle. I mean, we've been fighting it in and out, up and down. Then. Now, this doesn't mean that we aren't going to still care about blacks and so forth. We do. I mean, you see that nice dog around here. He works his dog. But he brought in three great big puppy dogs like this on that field out there. Lion was completed with brown. I'm glad we got him. I want a few. That Jimmy Brown. But my point is, we should have some. And we must never let them feel that they're out. But this idea of pandering, basically, you see, our upper middle class crowd, be they Republican, they're most upper Republicans, but Republican or Democrat, they pander to the only minorities they pander to, let's face it, are blacks and Jews. Am I right or wrong?
Even less so here.
What?
Fashionable minorities.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the Jews don't need it. The Jews don't need it because they're smart enough to make it on their own. And they know that. They know that I know it. So that's that. This idea that what we really got to do, is not take in the petty leases and the rest of these guys, but say thank you very much, and then afterwards go right back to having
our usual WASP kind of gray good men in the cabinet. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not only the appointments, maybe we get directors and benefits and resources of government, it's got something like $600 billion in domestic spending. How many friends have we bought? It's really good. The upper middle class wants to direct the money to the lowest and least productive class. And what my view is, you ought to direct your social spending in the second Nixon administration to the working class and the middle class. Their concerns, that's when you hit them with your parochial aid. That's the hippie guys that work for a living and send their kids to Catholic school.
That's one of the reasons why I think that the only tax reform is going to go for the property tax. I don't know as much of an issue. But at least it's upper middle class. I mean, it's the middle class.
So that's a good issue.
So, you know, some of that, you move money out of, like some of the manpower training and lower class public housing, you move money out of those areas and target it to areas which are concerned to work with people who are really productive. If you can build a permanent majority out of it, I think you're going to get a little more here in
the Yeah, upper. And as far as the lower classes are concerned, this whole goddamn treatment, that's it.
It's charity.
Well, they say
charity. Make the value of work, restore respect.
You know, the thing about that work ethic thing, I have done every goddamn speech, but I said it in Rio Grande. Huh?
That's what sends up the wall.
Right. But I said it in Rio Grande, I said it on Labor Day, I said it there to the little young labor owners.
Yeah.
A guy with a grandfather who gave him a cigar, a young labor owner.
Actually, you said on the very end of the story this weekend, I was supposed to start on Labor Day, so we quoted the Bible. And he said, when I listen to this man talk, I'm willing to go out and break my back with two gentlemen.
Yeah.
Because when I listen to this man talk, I want to work in this country. Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, that sums it all up. That fellow's reaction just sums it all up. When they heard you talk that way, well, he said, I'm willing to go out and
break. There's a point that should be made, which I think we've got to talk sometimes, which are the people of the PR types and all the rest. You see, the point that they, first of all, whoever is the president, and it's got to be like this. I'm not going to get buddy-buddy with people. That's not my style. I'm not going to do that. But the point that has got to be made is that I talk their language because I basically know how they feel. You know what I mean? I'm not snobbish about it. You know what I mean? I have got as much respect for Teddy Gleason as I have for Roger Bob. In fact, a little more. Now, because why? Because there's more guts there, more steel. What do you think of that? Isn't that an indicator of problem?
Yeah.
And the thing that the political people have underestimated as far as I'm concerned is that basically that I do have despite the fact that I have, of course, had the advantage of a superior education, that I do have a method of communication, or a way of communicating. Isn't this really good?
Yeah, it's an understanding, it's an empathy. That most upper middle class people, and most politicians don't have, they just can't.
Most politicians treat these people as a class. I treat them as people, individuals. I know how they work very much off, though. They're good people. And also, don't say that they're racist. It's an act because they want to.
There's no sharing of values and views.
What?
There's a sharing of values and views, your concerns, and sort of how they take it. These are the same things you guys do. You have to articulate it, and they say, yeah, that's just the way I feel. He's talking about.
And that these are McGovern's people.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to disavow his people. saying that they're not out of this town, but they moved out of this headquarters and set up another one, so people didn't know where. And doing the same thing as the same people, and some of them crap. And we've had both Bill and Gary blasted today, and that doesn't take off with them. I think they just want to live really. In a very dignified way, you should refer to this.
But he should do it in the basis. See, here's the other thing. A lot of people have come back in their minds to shoot the Ross. And they'll say that this, he should, even though the governor already has, I call upon him to disassociate himself from his supporter, who is as members of the government.
Only his people, and he hasn't said a word.
Make him do it.
Yeah, just like he did in Miami.
I call upon him to disassociate himself from these radical, whatever you want. They should have just a dust statement. I call upon him to disassociate, to repudiate his supporters who are planning violent demonstrations against the President of the United States.
And for how that can do it. For that. He should stop. He has an obligation.
I had to call off the dogs, call off the, you know, pick us up meat. That's one you could really hit him on.
You know, the state is not up there. I'm sure this is a, our people would charge them a greater hand.
I think it's a hell of a thing. I'm sure you have
kids.
When did they make a break? It's only in L.A. or in San Francisco where they moved. San Francisco is where we expect the word riot, though.
But they've been organizing in L.A. The only place in L.A. That's right. I think all the time, but
that should be left to the national.
Yeah, O'Brien was captain.
O'Brien, okay, we should fight that out, not the presidential candidate.
Even O'Brien, I guess, would be doing it, that move is so dumb, it's happening. They know us, they know practically nothing on the wire, or nothing to do now, it's just doing it, it's keep saying the same thing over us.
Nutty Cubans, CIA guy, or a fucking dagger guy, who's partying around, doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
We were still doing that, but.
They're here.
That's about the most that could be self-employed. And with that, all the people in that room, maybe there was something, maybe these Cubans really do something as well. That's the way it is.